brought to you by Penguin.
The Bilingual Brain and What It Tells Us About the Science of Language by Albert Costa, read by Luis Soto. 1. Bilingual Cradles. The Godfather, Part 2, tells the story of Vito Andolini, a boy around 12 years old who has fled by himself on a ship from his hometown of Corleone, Sicily. As the ship arrives in New York City, Vito Andolini becomes Vito Corleone, and so begins the Corleone saga in the United States. Much like Vito, between the end of the 19th century and the first quarter of the 20th century, some 12 million people went through a United States immigration inspection on Ellis Island. Most of these immigrants, who were looking for a better future, came from European countries. When they arrived at the island, they had to answer a suitability questionnaire in which, among other things, they were asked about their country of origin, financial resources, and health. The luckier ones spent about 5 hours on the island and were eventually allowed to enter the country. Those who weren't so lucky spent much more time on the island, were placed in quarantine, where Vito was kept and suffered from smallpox, or were deported to their countries of origin. Interpreters, whose mission was to help newcomers formalize entry papers and interact with immigration officials, were key figures during this process. They were indispensable because Ellis Island was like a modern version of the Tower of Babel, where people came into contact with many different language backgrounds, from Italian to Armenian to Yiddish and Arabic.